Should Bernie Sanders drop out of the race? Also, newspapers turn to poop.
Hello, welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 22nd, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Are you introducing the sex appeal here? What was that?
I don't know. Well, I'm just doing the best
you.
I can.
Thank you for doing that. And thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Big news. Big, big, big news.
How big, Scott?
So big it can only fit into one full podcast.
Okay.
That make no sense at all, but it doesn't matter because
now I'm curious.
See, I've piqued your interest.
Yes, you have.
News Sentinel newspaper in Knoxville, Tennessee. Let me show this here. You guys can listen to this. I'm going to show Janine. Janine has not seen this, so she will be. This is their editorial page, as it was. What's at the bottom?
I'm going to look and see. There is.
What comics are down there?
Doonesbury and Mallard Fillmore.
Okay. Look what they have removed, both Mallard Fillmore and Doonesbury. What's at the bottom of it now?
Oh, just Prickly City.
Just Prickly City. It does the work of two comic strips. It's two. Two comic strips in one.
Congratulations.
That's awesome. No,
that's very awesome.
No, it means more money, honey, so you'd be happier.
Woo!
And it's just, I mean, it's so rare to get a new client, and I'm just thrilled that that Knoxville did that. So Knoxville New Sentinel, am I getting saying that right?
I don't even see the name
it's
on there.
It's at the very top, where it always
very
is on
top.
Every newspaper in the world since they started printing
them. New Sentinel. So hello,
Knoxville.
Knoxville. Which is a very nice city, I hear.
Well, we've driven through it. It's lovely. It's right there in the foothills. It's near the Great Smokies. It's wonderful. No, listen, this is a big deal, and it's wonderful. So thank you, Knoxville. And I hope the readers there are happier. Some of them are not so happy that they got rid of Doonesbury, but too bad. You now have Prickly City, which will be more of a joy, and not reruns, because Doonesbury's in reruns.
Right. We'll get original content.
So in this week's edition of, or this week's storyline for Prickly City, we start by saying, should Bernie quit? Because, of course, now the Honey Bunny forces are saying he should quit. I obviously wrote this before New York. The question is, should he quit? He has to win, 75-80% now of all the primaries going forward?
A good bit, and he doesn't have enough delegates.
He doesn't. And
math just doesn't work.
Well, wasn't going to. She ginned him. The Clintons are so corrupt, they've corrupted math, that there was no way in God's green earth that he was ever going to get that nomination. Anyone other than her was ever going to get that nomination. And now with her victory in New York going forward, looks like she's going to do quite well in some of the other states. Pennsylvania is going to be interesting.
It will.
That's kind of like do we have a comment from?
I was going to say, we actually have a comment about that very subject. On the Go Comic site, D. Kimmel says, Stantis, that's you.
Yes.
Transcribes his talking points from Rove and Ailes, but it's all lies. First, she's not asking Bernie to drop out. Second, they're not neck and neck. She's way ahead in both votes and pledged delegates, far ahead of where Obama was over her in 2008. And it's only going to increase tomorrow. This was, of course, written before the New York primary, and in the weeks ahead. I guess lies are the only things the wingnuts know how to use. And that's you. You're a wingnut.
Well, sure. Let's go with that. That hangs together really well. I don't know where to start with that one. Yes, of course, her surrogates have said that Bernie should step down. They've been saying it for a while now. She herself has said in interviews that she's frustrated that he's sticking around. The fact of the matter is, in the polls, they're very close. I mean, there have been some blowouts, New York being one of them. But then Bernie has blown her out. But for the most part, if you look at the national polls, not state polls, but national polls, there are only a few points separating them.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of amount of votes and the votes that separate them, well, that, you know, that again, that goes state by state. It doesn't necessarily accumulate. She's going to be the nominee. I don't think but there was never every question. They ginned the system as much as they could. The super delegates were committed to her. I don't know if they were cloned somewhere in Quantipi or wherever the heck they lived, but that's just that's the reality on the ground. So she will be the nominee. Bernie, I think, has run a great campaign. I disagree with him on every single thing, but
well,
I also
should he quit?
No, I would wait till Pennsylvania. I would wait, and if
why
can, because if he can pull off some surprises next week, then I think he's showing that his campaign still has some viability and can keep her. Conceivably, it can keep her the pledged delegates short of what she needs. But again, it's the superdelegates. That's the thing. That's the thing they're using to gin this system. So,
which is what TRM here says.
What'd she say? TRM.
I don't know if it's he or she, but whoever TRM says she's way ahead in delegates because the Dem establishment has rigged their candidate selection contraption to choose her. Looney Bruni has been massively played, but doesn't realize it yet. But they didn't do this just for this particular election. They fixed this and did the superdelegates
quite
a while ago.
Yeah, they did. It's particularly fixed. In fact, the head of
I thought they did it for after McGovern lost.
Well, they did that. They've tried to have this balance that, you know, because, listen, folks, it's not a democratic process. Any, you know, people are going, well, if Trump gets all the votes, he should win. No, because it's not a democratic process. This isn't what's going on here, folks. What's going on here is a political process. So you see things like what happened with the Republicans in Colorado, where Cruz can go in there and take all the votes without a single vote being cast. That's just how the parties by state have decided to set this thing up. I learned something new the other week, and it was fascinating that the for instance, in 1968, you wonder, how did Humphrey get the nomination when he didn't run in any of the primaries?
Right.
And McCarthy ran in a number of them and won some. Bobby Kennedy won four of them, including California. What happened is they only had 19 primaries.
That's it?
That's it.
And what were the others? Because there are, you know, more than 19 states.
Maybe not back then. I'm publicly educated. I don't know these things. But what's fascinating to me is that there are far fewer. And it was much more smoke-filled rooms. State conventions voted on who they, what delegates they wanted to send to the convention and who they would vote for. So in this instance, because the former campaign manager, Congresswoman from Florida, whose name I totally forget, the wild blonde-haired, oh, gosh, what's her name? I can't remember her name. Anyway, I've had her in the strip even. Oh, man, I love being old. This
Debbie?
Is awesome.
You're still talking? No,
let's say Debbie. Let's just call her Debbie. Little Debbie, who makes great snack cakes.
Well, that's very sexist because you would not say little some guy's name.
Yes, I would. You know I would.
Well, they don't have any snack names.
I say little Rom or little Mike
true.
Madigan.
Never mind.
Or, yes.
Take it back.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so her minion is actually in charge of the Democratic National Convention, and so that's where, and so again,
Wasserman, right?
Wasser, thank
it's
you,
Debbie. But
okay,
go on.
So the story goes on. Actually, the storyline of the strip goes on to talk about newspapers and newspaper journalism and where it is today, and how you know, they're paying reporters to do all sorts of social media, tweeting, Facebooking, snooping, iCarumbaing, what else is there? All the other things that they do, except actual reporting. We aggregate. The aggregators are aggregating the aggregators, and journalism is dying in this country. And that's where that storyline is going, because I happen to be in the newspaper business, a business I love, and it's kind of sad to watch. So Carmen, as many of you may know if you read the strip, is now the political reporter for the Prickly City Daily Peccary. And for those of you who don't know, peccary is not a bad word.
Well, someone actually asked about that.
Did they really? What did they say?
Mm-hmm. They asked, what is a peccary?
Peccary.
But they looked it up and it was just a pig creature.
Yes. It's indigenous to the Southwest. It actually gored our dog.
Yes.
And chased you.
One, not all of them. Just one individual. Let's not paint the whole species.
Stereotype the wild pigs.
And they're not pigs. As you recall, they're more closely related to a hippo than a pig.
And hippos are mean.
They are mean.
They're horrible, horrible creatures. They look adorable, but they're bad. Anyway, do we have any more comments or emails or stuff?
Well, about one fellow, Brian Fink, said, if you pick a side, go to the extreme end of it and start a blog, voila, the Fourth Estate is back in business. And that's kind of what people are doing, but that's not going to work.
I don't quite understand that. Help me to understand what he means.
Instead
by
of journalism, that's what you do. You just write a blog
right.
at an
well,
extreme end.
You know, you and I are. I mean, I'm watching this very closely and intently here in the Chicago area. They have a thing called DNA Info, which is a very small news site that does a great job at hyperlocal coverage. In Alabama, for instance, they have a thing called Yellow Hammer News, which is a political news site, but does a great job, and in fact has leapfrogged the mainstream media apparatus there of the newspapers that were there. I mean, I think he has an excellent point. I don't think you have to be extreme. I think you can cover news. Billy Penn in Philadelphia, great example of where I think newspapers are going, sadly. Where do comic strips and all that end up? I have no idea.
Well, JBM Law approves of the chaos in the Fourth Estate. The cacophony of ideas, and I know I've just pronounced that wrong, is magnificent for a thinking society. But on the other hand, it has seemingly given us a presidential race between a blowhard moron and a felon.
Yeah, well, I tend to be more gentle and just saying pathological liar and an impudent child, but you know. Either way, listen, I want to thank all of you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. Tune in next week. We'll be here. Thanks to WGN. Thank you, Michael, for being such a good guy and for helping us out here. We're really happy to be here. This is a brand new thing for us.
Yes.
It's kind of exciting. Looks very professional.
It does.
I hope it sounds it. Anyway, so if you want to look at us, you can leave a comment either at, help me out here,
at gocomics.com.
/Prickly City.
Yes. At scottstantis.com or drop us an email at pricklycity@gmail.com.
That about covers it. Thank you. And until next week, we'll see you in the funny papers.